Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Leftists are crazy, folks. Did you see CNN's broadcast on New Year's Eve? I didn't see it. There's no way I would have watched it. But there's a clip we got of Don Lemon talking to some chubby black girl. And this was said on live TV. Now, we've beeped it out so you won't hear it all, but you'll get it. And it pretty much sums up leftism as far as I'm concerned. Check it out.
I want you guys on social media to tell us what your resolutions are, what your wish is for 2022.
Or tell us that you don't believe in resolutions and you're just going to live your life.
That's fine, too.
Yes.
You know what my resolution is for 2022?
Yes.
No more broke, okay?
No more what?
No more broke. No more penis from a man that has no money.
Did you say broke?
Yes. But it's always good. That's the problem.
Wow.
Can I say that on TV? Is that okay?
I ain't saying she's a broke.
Listen, all I'm saying,
she's a gold
if
thing.
Anyone who is acquiring male genitalia, it needs to be attached to someone who can also fly you to the Caribbean.
Can you believe that? Wow, I mean, that was on, look, I don't know what TV, but was it just CNN or what? But still, and I'm no prude. Anyway, glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Betty White died right before the new year. Not much to say there except what a fun lady to be around. You know, politics aside, I don't know what she was, but what an enjoyable woman. Show after show after show, I enjoyed her on Mary Tyler Moore. Was she on Mary Tyler Moore? I can't remember. But I think she was. But she was a joy there. She was on B. Arthur with the late Golden Girls. And she played an amazing role there. Just so fun. I mean, we lost an icon there. Glad she was able to fill a lot of people with joy. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about this hour, this show. AOC was in Florida. I'm going to cover that. Democrats have major issues brewing. We'll cover that. Right now, I want to talk about leftism because in the clip that I played, that girl was saying she wants a dude who has money and who can give her carnal pleasure. But she says it's always the broke guys that can give her pleasure. And if you see this girl, you have to wonder who would even want to be involved with her. I mean, that's what's so funny about it. I've been looking at these different TV commercials about shows that are upcoming and stuff. And it is the least likely people you would believe. Now, look, if you're funny and you're chubby, John Candy, for example. Or Rosie O'Donnell before she became just such a shrew. You know, if you're funny and you're clever, great. Get your own show. It isn't just show business and all that stuff isn't just for pretty people. Look at Jennifer Holliday. You probably don't remember who she is, but she's a big old black woman who used to sing that song. And I am telling you, I'm not going. Anyway. You're the best man. Excuse me. You're the best man I've ever known. Anyway, Jennifer Holliday, big girl. And what was funny, they used to do this. They would take these model types and then they would have big girls lip sync for them. Well, why did they do that? Aretha was never a supple little young woman. She was always fighting a weight problem, and she was probably has one of the best voices in the history of singing. Iconic. Even Asians haven't figured out how to create Aretha's voice. If you're talented, you're talented. It doesn't matter whether you're short, you're tall, you're fat, you're skinny, whatever. By the way, that's why the Unapologetically American tour that we're going to be going on here shortly is an amazing tour, because we're going to make fun of all of it. But here's the beauty of it. Whether you are short, tall, skinny, fat, black, white, whatever, man, woman, LGBT, If you got talent, we're going to ridicule you, but you can always know it's out of love. It's out of nothing but love. I mean, I wouldn't want to live Liberace's life, but I tell you what, he was an amazing talent. So look, I want to cover this stuff, and that's what we do on this show. For those of you who don't know what we do, that is what we do. Anyway, lots of stuff, man. It happened last year, worst year ever. We talked about it the other day. Voted the worst year ever. I gave you the numbers. Holy crap. Terrible. Oh, well, we talked about it this last hour. You know your mind's going, man. My mind is going. New year, and I'm already suffering. Anyway, I want to cover this because it's necessary. Leftism is all about itself. What can you do for me? It's not about, I told you guys before, this girl we played the clip of, she wants a rich guy. She deserves it. She deserves all the pleasure she should be able to get for herself. And you know what? Congratulations to her if she believes that. But you know what she's not getting? She's not getting that. And there's a reason she's not getting it. It's because deep down, she knows she doesn't deserve it. You know, I talk all the time about success. Some of you may go, Kevin, man, you sound like you're a failure. I am not a failure in any stretch of the imagination. If I chase money, I would be the richest dude next to maybe Elon Musk and possibly Jeff Bezos. I would be the richest voice you've ever heard in your life because I know how to make money. But I don't chase it. It's not something that I'm fixated on. I want to pay my bills, and you know what? I will probably die a filthy rich man because of the Flick Fest and some other things that I'm doing, but it won't be because I'm chasing it. It'll be because I'm chasing my passion, and get this, I happen to be very good at what I do. Let's go back to what I was going to talk about, because leftism is dangerous. Over Christmas, Chicago, 22 people were shot in Chicago, two of them killed. Merry Christmas. Think things were any better on New Year's, where 17 people were shot and three people were killed? These are celebrations, folks. These are days you would think that people would say, you know what? If there's a couple days, we're going to take off. We're going to take off the day of birth of baby Jesus, and we're going to take off the New Year. But no, 797 murders in Chicago in 2021, the most in over a quarter of a century. Welcome, Lori Lightfoot. Congratulations. Like Democrats, folks, crime never stops ruining lives, and 2021 was a banner year for the deadly scourge of leftism. That's my point. We got a lot to talk about. Keep it here. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Leftists are big, fat hypocrites, liars to their immoral, evil cores. And they know this. And I'm being nice, because there are people that listen to the program sometimes and say, yeah, man, you can be hard on leftists. No, I'm not. I'm being easy on them. I'm keeping it radio friendly. These people virtue signal publicly, and they rarely live their lies. Think about what I just said. They rarely live their lies. Hardly ever. In other words, they talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, conservatives. Happy New Year to you yet again. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. This is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I got a question for you. If you were as idiotic as a leftist, would you walk the walk? I don't think you would. For example, do you think leftists want homeless people or illegals moving into their neighborhoods or their homes? Of course not. But pub- publicly, leftists pretend to care about both of these groups. They, oh, we got to help the homeless. We got to help the illegals. But as soon as you say they're going to move into your neighborhood, nope. We're all about solar energy and wind farms. Well, there's going to be a wind farm put across the street from you. Oh, God, it's a big eyesore. Don't put that there. Oh, no, God. God forbid. Yeah. Look at how care, and I use my finger quotes, from leftists actually benefits people. Look at black folks. Every Negro in America should beg for Democrats to please stop helping us. When leftists aren't, quote, helping some group into utter devastation, they take breaks. Yeah, they have to pause for a second and catch their breath and say, we've done so much virtue signaling, we've got to go take a vacation. Oh my gosh. And in doing so, leftists then showcase more of their hypocrisy. So not long ago, you guys will remember this, Don Lemon, the fruit, and his partner vacationed in Florida. Why? Because New York was and continues to be locked down. I want you to think about this. If they had to live their lie, they would have to stay in New York or go to California. Go somewhere where you got to take a shot and you got to wear a mask. But what did they do? They went to the sunny state of Florida where Don Lemon on his TV show, watched by dozens, is always criticizing Governor DeSantis for how he's handling Florida. Think about that. Yeah, Lemon spews his pro-vax mandate nonsense daily, pro-mask mandate nonsense daily on his show. And then when he was spotted, he didn't have a mask on. He wasn't social distancing. He was in the middle of outdoor at a bar area, yucking it up. And you know why he left? When somebody got him on camera. When somebody said, oh, wait a minute, what's your public view versus your private view? Oh, it don't bother me. He gets up and walks away. Did Lemon wear his mask? Nope. He was unmasked. Did his gentleman caller, a.k.a. his, not his husband, but his whatever you want to call it, did he have on his mask? No. Well, guess what? We have another leftist hypocrite following in Lemon's footsteps. AOC and her boyfriend vacationed in Florida. And here's what I wish would have happened. I wish Governor DeSantis had said, you know what? If you're a New York leftist who's got your shot or believes in masks, you are not welcome in the state of Florida. You want to talk about some people going, what? Are you kidding me? What? And I would even tell Florida to do a trade-off. Tell New Yorkers, I tell you what, you can't come to our state. And then tell Floridians, look, if you want to go there and be vaxxed, that's up to you. But if you come here with all that nonsense from New York, you can't come to our state. Same is true of Oregon and California or whatever. See who's going to flourish. Watch how many New Yorkers go, look, I ain't going to say nothing to y'all. If you don't say nothing about me, I ain't going to say nothing about you. They're going to go visit Florida. I wish he'd make them stay home. Anyway, AOC spotted in Florida, and she visited for one reason. Well, two reasons. One, Florida is open. And two, Floridians are sane. Well, when she got caught, AOC flipped out. It was trending. AOC flips out or whatever, get AOC something, but it was trending on Twitter. And here are some of the things that were said about her. And what was funny is it began with Governor DeSantis. He tweaked her. And here's what his tweet said. Enjoy your vacation at AOC. Welcome to the free state of Florida. And he showed a picture of AOC and her boyfriend sipping a cocktail, maskless, and they're not 6 feet away. And the server served them, because Florida's a maskless state. You don't have to wear a mask anymore. I love that. DeSantis, let me tell you. You're after my heart, dude. What, he's going to make a good president. He knows how to twist the little bloop-bloops of the leftists. This was a stellar troll of the former bartender-turned-idiot leftist legislator, if I've ever seen one. Now, keep in mind, only a couple of weeks earlier, AOC accused DeSantis of shirking his responsibility, saying, where is he? Where's he been for a week or two or whatever? And then she learned, as we all did, that DeSantis accompanied his wife to her cancer treatment. Oh, my goodness. Talk about a witch slap. And Joe Posobiec tweeted about it. He says Ron DeSantis accompanied his wife to cancer treatment while AOC attacked him as, quote, missing. Unbelievable yet again. Somebody called Pismo added a bit to a picture that he put on Twitter. And in the tweet, the hypocrisy of the unmasked AOC and her boyfriend are noted. And here's what he has her saying. Same picture that DeSantis had. To all my mask-wearing stupid supporters in New York, AOC is toasting. And then her boyfriend says, those poor dumb butts, but they do a different word. So see, people are getting it. They're understanding it. Now, AOC says, the Republicans are all trying to get after me because they all want to be with me. They want to date me. That's how demented this chick is. She thinks that we're so fixated on her because we want to date her. She thinks she's all that and, you know, some fries and some, what are the ones I like? Sweet potato fries. I don't even eat regular fries anymore if you got sweet potato fries. But she ain't no sweet potato fries with some ketchup or some ranch dipping sauce. No, she's not. I'm not even sure who tweeted this one, but it was likely a New Yorker. And here's what AOC's looking at her phone. It's another picture, and the boyfriend's kind of picking his beard. And it says, the moment AOC realized we all know her hypocritical commie butt is in Florida, AOC meltdown. That was what it was. That was the trending thing. AOC meltdown, and AOC is a communist. See, folks, here's the beauty of this. The beauty is when leftists are caught doing what they shouldn't be doing, game over. Why are you in Florida? Do you ever read? Were you down there scouting some locations for New York businesses or bringing business? No, she's down there because it's open. She's down there because she can go back to life as normal. She doesn't want to admit it publicly, but what admits it publicly is her presence. And thankfully, Ron DeSantis, in the vein of Donald Trump, caught it. Somebody in his staff caught it, and he highlighted it. Stellar tweeting and trolling, Ron DeSantis.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is shattering a new global daily record of COVID-19 cases.
More than 1 million Americans tested positive for COVID-19 on Monday. This as U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murphy tells CNN he has no idea when the Omicron variant will peak in the United States.
That is difficult to predict. We've seen that the rise and to the peak has been a couple weeks, or several weeks, I should say, in South Africa and the United Kingdom. But, you know, we're always cautious about predicting what we will experience here in the United States. COVID has made many predictions wrong. What we can do, though, is focus on taking the mitigation measures.
At least 3,000 flights within, into, or out of the United States have been delayed or canceled on Tuesday. Most of the problems are on the East Coast as a major winter storm blasted the area Monday. USA Radio News. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, taking to the Senate floor Tuesday to pay tribute to the late Nevada Senator Harry Reid, who died last week at the age of 82 from pancreatic cancer.
When you lose someone who is as close to us as Harry was, they're never truly gone. They'll always stay with us. As we gavel in today, I take comfort knowing that Harry is with us in spirit, walking alongside us as we continue to work, he dedicated himself to for so many years.
Reid, the former Democratic Majority Leader, will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol next week. The CDC is changing its timeline recommendation for when folks can get a Pfizer booster shot. That allotted time is now 5 months after a person receives their second COVID dose. The CDC noting the 2-month timeline for a Johnson & Johnson booster and 6 months for Moderna aren't changing. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Yeah, I hope you guys have a wonderful Christmas as well.
Merry
Christmas, and let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon. I agree.
Let's go, Brandon. Worst year, 2021, in history. That was what the Rasmussen poll said. We talked about it the other day. I happen to agree. I've been talking to you about the scam that was put on by WooFlu. There's an article out. You can check it out. 57 COVID mistakes. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Let's go, Brandon. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So we've entered a new year. It's a cycle. We think of it as renewing ourselves, and to much degree it is. It's a cleansing, a renewal to help you sort of recalibrate. And I love it. I love that we cycle back every year. And as I said, people do resolutions. I do 4-year resolutions because I think it takes you that long to really implement something. But it doesn't have to be 4 years. It could just be something you say, I'm going to change. And there's a lot to be changed. Maybe it's just your thought process. Anyway, glad you guys are here. This 57 COVID mistakes is something I want to cover for the rest of this hour. And I'm just going to get, let's just begin at the beginning. Here's number one. Funded dangerous gain of function research with our adversary using U.S. taxpayer money in order to create vaccines and other medicine. So we effectively funded China to harm us. And guess what happened? They created a bioweapon that has now allowed the Democrats to rip us off of over $6 trillion and counting. So that's number one. Let's just connect the dot on the lies. The second lie, they deny they did it. Now, I could stop right there and say, okay, they did it. And then they told you, nah, we didn't do it. But they did do it. We know this for a fact. They claimed that the lab theory was debunked when it hadn't even been investigated. In other words, what were the origins of the Wu flu, which began in the Wuhan region of China, in the Wuhan lab? And what did they do? They claimed it came from a bat in some Wuhan market, which still would have made the origins in China. They allowed China not to cooperate with the investigation, never imposed sanctions, no repercussions for their non-cooperation, and there's been no recompense. I'm just going through number four. Number five, they failed to disclose their own gain-of-function research while publicly debunking the U.S.'s involvement in it. Here's number six. Conspired to have public officials make statements and publish papers claiming the lab theory had been debunked when it hadn't been. See, I want to stop there for just a second and tell you. Your government will try to cover its lie by taking your taxpayer dollars and paying so-called scientists to report on what they tell them. Now, I will tell you this. I was approached years ago by a group out of D.C. that said, Kevin, what are your thoughts on such and such? And I don't know. Let's say it's border. And I said, I'm for protecting our border. Okay. We'd like you to write an article. They paid me $2,500 to write an article about protecting the border. Now, had I said, this is what's good about the conservative side. Had I said, no, I'm not for border security, they would have said, thank you very much. But they found somebody who was interested. Now, here's why I bring this up. If you believe on the other side, as the left wants you to believe, you would take, if somebody said, write a thing about the border that you're for open borders, and you're for open borders, there's somebody that would write that. So I'm not saying one's better than the other, other than this. I will not write about something that I don't believe in, that I know has been debunked. These people will, and they are paid to do it, because I got paid to write about something that I'm passionate about. Just letting you know, full disclosure. Anyway, the next one is, encourage the censorship of factual information on the news and the internet. And by the way, it still continues. This is the stuff that is going on in your government and in cabal with the media and social media giants. And somebody took 57 of these. Let me just say this. You ever made a mistake? Of course you have, right? Did you make it twice? Perhaps. Did you make the same mistake 57 times? Pretty unusual. And when I say a mistake, I'm talking about a mistake in where the 57 things you did all are different. You know, I can't even describe a situation that comes anywhere close to this. I could say that, have you ever, you know, lied to your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your spouse or whatever? Yeah, you did. You did it over something, and then you said to yourself, whew, I don't want to do that again. No. The ramifications of that are no good. But the government has made 57 mistakes as it pertains to COVID. And they still are. It's still counting. Here's the next one. Claimed it would take years for the first Wu flu vaccine to be released. And you know what they were doing? They already were working on what was going to be the so-called cure. And there's much more to talk about with that, so I'm just going to move on. Conspired to controversialize scientists, researchers, journalists who tell the truth about the various aspects of the Wu flu and the vaccines. Still happening to this day. Anybody who dares speak out and tell you the truth, which I've been disclosing for the last two shows. One, the vaccines don't even work. Two, the boosters are not going to last nearly as long as they tell you. Number three, if you've already gotten the disease, you've got better immunity than any vaccine they're going to create. Four, the vaccines are laced with things that they want to continue to experiment you on and that will potentially do your body harm. I could go on and on, which it might be covered in this. So they are controversializing, if you want to use that word. That's what the guy wrote here. Here's the next one. This is number 10. Falsely claimed certain gatherings, such as Sturgis motorcycle rally, were super spreader events when they were not. Well, as we've learned with the new guidance by the CDC, which is, oh, you know what? Those tests that we gave, well, it could have picked up the flu or the common cold as well as the biological weapon of the Chinese we affectionately call Wu Flu. Could have done that. Huh? So sorry. Maybe you weren't super spreaders. Maybe the people on the boats and on the planes and on the trains that we said tested positive for COVID really had. Maybe the kids that were quarantined in school because they had either the flu or the common cold didn't require us to lock down students for well over a year and cause the teachers' unions to want to get something for nothing. Here's the next one. Distorted and exaggerated statistics to make it appear as though people were infected at events when they were not. Look, that doesn't just count for events. That's the entirety of the Wu Flu. From the moment it started,
oh, we've got over 100,000 people who have, died. 200,000 people have died.
And, oh, by the way, go back and look. They claim there were no flu deaths in 2020. It's so negligible, you think the flu never existed. It's insane. Here's the next one. Sent COVID-infected elderly from hospitals to nursing homes where they mass-infected other vulnerable residents. As we know, that's Cuomo's modus operandi. And then he gets awards for it and writes a multi-million dollar book over it. Gets accolades. What if I told you guys? The left love to honor their thieves and their crooks and their scoundrels. They said masks don't work. This is 13. They said masks do work, which is 14. 15, required wearing of mask. 16, required wearing of more than one mask. 17, failed to wear mask themselves when required. 18, said kids don't need mask. 19, said kids must wear mask. 20, said kids don't need to get vaccinated because of their age and the risk is so small. I could go on. Then they said kids must be vaccinated because the risk is so great. You getting it? I told you guys before, if you look at the timeline and when they said one thing versus the other, why would you pay attention to what these clowns are telling you? This has all the marks of somebody saying, just telling me, we don't care. Short break, we'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
How many times can somebody do something to you before you figure out it's not a mistake? It's like the old joke about the guy going hunting in the woods and, you know, the bear sees him and says, "Hey, that's going to be your day, mister." And the bear sodomizes him. And then the next weekend, the guy goes back into the woods and the bear sees him again and repeats it. And I think it happens a third time and the bear says, "Something tells me you're not here to hunt." Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Go to visit our website. There's lots of good information there. Everything that we do, the Flick Fest, which is our movie site, that's like a Netflix. And we need your help. We need you to support it.
And for people, Kevin, I'm not really a movie buff or whatever. Okay, fine. Still, support it. And if you are a movie buff, enjoy the films and tell me what you think. Say, Kev, oh, man, this one was so good. Leave us a message, 844-551-8255. If you've been out there, leave us a message. I'd love to get your feedback. We're working on an app for it, and we'll have that app developed sometime, hopefully this in the next month. And then it'll be available for your smart TVs and everything else. Now, you can get it on your phone. It's not app. But you can get it on your phone. But the app will be ready here in the next 45 to 60 days max. Anyway, thanks for being a part of what we do each and every day for 2 hours. We're talking about Wu Flu mistakes. 57 of these that the government has made. And I'm telling you, when you chronicle these, you have to say to yourself, these can't be mistakes. And we're up to number 22, which is they told people to isolate at home, even though that's where most diseases are spread. Most of the time I got sick when my kids came home from school and gave me some disease. Probably the same for you. They closed parks. Number 23, closed parks, beaches, and outdoor venues, even though Wu Flu is rarely, if ever, transmitted outside. 24, arrested people for being outside unmasked, even though they were among the safest population. I'm going to run through these a little quickly because we got to get to 57. But if you connect the dots here, you'll easily see what's going on. All right? They falsely claim, this is 25, falsely claimed that early vaccine studies showed that those with natural immunity from infection benefit from vaccination. That is a blatant lie. In fact, I'm going to tell you, if you take the shot and you've had Wu Flu, it's worse on you. That's what the science says, the real science. But they were so hell-bent on getting everybody vaccinated, and you know why? This is a eugenicist move, is that they didn't care. They covered up estimates of the number of naturally immune for many months. Think about it. You've got people getting sick. It's highly transmissible. It's highly transmissible. And people were like, yeah, I lost my sense of smell, this, that, and the other. But that's it. Others barely got sick. It felt like a cold, whatever. Millions and millions of people had this. And they wouldn't tell you that. Because the next thing that would happen is we would have to have a discussion of herd immunity. And even to this day, people, you rarely, if ever, hear any discussion of what is the benefit of natural immunity over these vaccines. Well, how many people actually have it and have not had any other symptoms? There's no study on the mass population of people who've had it and never had anything else, never had another variant, etc. This should be one of the most studied things out there. Number 27, they closed schools against the advice of many scientists, distorting education for a generation of students. There's a year lost, seriously, of education. I can attest to that. 28, conspired to censor scientists, reporters, and others who report factually on COVID therapeutics and vaccine issues, meaning anybody talking about hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, or any other source of homeopathic cures for this disease, or, you know, how you would deal with it, they were all scourge. And they conspired. That's the thing about it. It's one thing to say, well, you know, they don't have all the tests and all that. We're still testing. But they literally got a group of other scientists that go, oh, those people are hacks. Some of the best epidemiologists and virologists on the planet have now been essentially maligned over it. Next one, 29, overcounted COVID cases and deaths by counting people with COVID, but who were not sick from COVID, who had it, but they weren't sick from it, which, by the way, brings up the whole issue of testing, because the test, if you weren't sick from COVID, you weren't sick. The test was wrong, but they don't want to tell you that. I don't even know if that's going to be in here. The next one, shut down and destroyed the economy without improving the situation with COVID. 31, caused a firing of people who cannot get or chose not to get vaccinated, even though they may have natural immunity or medical conditions that prevent them from taking risk. That is the most egregious one to me of all. How dare you? I have people in my family who cannot get this shot because they fear.
They have serious heart conditions, other underlying conditions, and they're like, no way, no how am I going to get this shot, especially with the heart issues. Myocarditis, it could be a cause, etc. No way would I get it. Here's one. 32, blanket recommendation vaccination for people who are at high risk for adverse events such as heart inflammation and blood clots. You guys know my mother died from a blood clot. I'm coming nowhere near this thing. Number 33, falsely claim the vaccines prevent COVID infection. 34, falsely claim vaccines prevent COVID spread. 35, that was 35. 35. Falsely claim vaccinated do not get sick with COVID. That was a lie. 36. Falsely claim vaccinated do not get hospitalized or die of COVID. So here's what they did at one point with that. They said, well, if you do get hospitalized, then you're a lot less likely to be, first of all, be hospitalized. And number four, stay in the hospital longer, whatever. They soft shoot it. After people went, wait a minute, people getting this shot have been hospitalized. They are getting sick. They are dying. Yeah, but you have a lot less chance. Lies. Anyway, here's the next one. 37. Yeah, here's, that's what they were saying. Claim that the vaccinated who get ill with COVID would be sicker if not vaccinated, when there is no evidence that this is the case with any individual. 38, fail to provide any informed consent or warn of COVID-19 vaccine side effects prior to administration. Wouldn't even tell you. This could do this to you. This could do that. 39, claim vaccines are highly effective. 40, claim vaccines worked well against variants. Guess what's going on right now, people? You double shot it, it's worthless. Doesn't work now. 41, recommended up to 4 shots in 1 year because of vaccine ineffectiveness, while claiming simultaneously that vaccines were highly effective. 42, ignored the power of natural immunity with hundreds of studies supporting it. 43, punished doctors who prescribe therapeutics. 44, punish scientists who researched therapeutics. 45, use the power and the size of the Fed to bully, threaten companies into requiring vaccination despite their ineffectiveness in preventing COVID infection or spread. This, right now, I'm telling you, we should be revolting. Companies who required this, the CEOs of United and Verizon and other places, should be fired. 46, fail to promote effective therapeutics which can save lives. 47, withheld and prevented treatment and resources based on political calculations. 48, downplayed adverse events. 49, ignored pleas from vaccine injured to investigate and publicize their cases to prevent other injuries. 50, exaggerated serious risk from COVID-19. 51, impacted military readiness by firing those who cannot or choose not to get the vaccine, even if naturally immune. 52, impacted the healthcare system capacity by firing those who, for the same reason. 53, impacted the first responder industry for the same reason. 54, impacted the education system for firing educators for the same reason. 55, recommended vaccination for healthy children and others at nearly zero risk from serious impact from this silly virus, this bioweapon, because it's not a virus. 56, failed to discuss the potential roles of vitamins, sunshine, exercise, weight control, healthy diet. And 57, mislabeled COVID-19 a pandemic of the unvaccinated in a failed propaganda campaign. Folks, I think I'm living in frickin' Russia. Or Soviet Russia. And it's worse. Because now we've gotten updated information that proves that the tests don't work, never have, which inflated the numbers, and I could go on. How much more proof do we need? This was a scam. I'll leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.